When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura, so stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing about this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ, to provide me the succor, to avenge for your blood with a supported leader, من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله, from the family of Muhammad, may Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this, we were saying that different aspects could be taken into consideration when we focus on وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ, and honored me through you. Since Imam Hussein alayhi salam saved Islam through his supreme sacrifice, whosoever follows Islam is indebted to him. And it is by following Islam in its purest form that karama and human greatness can be achieved. So when we say wa akramani bik, and honored me through you, we actually mean that we are indebted to Imam Hussein alayhi salam because we are the true follower of Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha introduces Islam and says, وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ إِسْمُ سَلَامَةٍ وَجِمَاعُ كَرَامَةٍ. Islam is called Islam because in Islam we have the name of peace. It is the name of peace, and it is the collector of greatness and karama. So in reality, any kind of greatness and karama attained by any one of us is through Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's why we say that all the Shias are indebted to Imam Hussein alayhi salam for this complete version of Islam that has reached us.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah. That's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, dear listeners, let's have a look at this phrase altogether. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ. So I ask Allah, who honored your station and honored me through you, to enable me to avenge for your blood. Dear listeners, if we carefully consider this entire phrase, we might come to realize that it is highly probable that this karama spoken about with regard to both Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well as the Zayr could be closely linked and related to the provision that the Zayr eagerly seeks from Allah. Apparently, the karama spoken about is related to the supreme sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is what we understand from the different parts of Ziyaratul Ashura and when we look at it all together. So, whereas the phrase akrama maqamak, honored your station, can be taken to mean the supreme sacrifice, which also is same as martyrdom or the unique martyrdom spoken about earlier, the phrase akramani bik, honored me through you, could be referring to love, to obedience, to loyalty to the Imam alayhi salam. So the Zayr asks, I ask Allah, who honored your station by enabling you to offer supreme sacrifice and honored me through you by my love and obedience to you, to enable me. What do I ask for? After all these things, I ask you, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ, to enable me to avenge your blood. It is imperative for us to realize that Ziyaratul Ashura is a divine document that teaches the Zayr, the one who recites this Ziyarah, the manner and etiquette of how to address Imam Hussein alayhi salam and how to try to follow him, how to try to base our lifestyle on what Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred for. How to understand the rules, those criteria Imam alayhi salam fought for. In this verse, we observe that Almighty Allah teaches the Zayr to cultivate, to nurture his spirit, to get ready to combat the forces of kufr and disbelief and nifaq in seeking to avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on a daily basis. We reveal our preparedness to unite with the Imam Hussein alayhi salam and of course with the Imam of our time. The Imam of our time who, as we shall soon understand, will rise to avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So what do we ask for? To be helped to avenge for your blood. أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا. الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين